Hello and welcome to this video tutorial brought to you by tutvid.com. Today we're going to take a look at learning the basics of the drawing tools in Flash CS3. I am using Flash CS3 here. However, you can probably follow this pretty accurately, you know, generally speaking. I know there are some new drawing tools in Flash CS3, but as long as you're Flash MX, maybe MX 2004 or Flash 8, you should be pretty good as far as being able to follow along. So, with that in mind, let's get started. Let's create a new document first, File, New, and you can just use New Flash File. The ActionScript version does not matter. Hit OK. Alrighty. When you're drawing in Flash, there are a few things you want to keep in mind as far as what you're doing. Number one, you're drawing in vector, so it's something that can always be scaled up or down. Now, this is a good thing. This is not a bad thing. And it's something you can use to your advantage quite a bit. And a vector piece of artwork is very different than a piece of bitmap artwork, such as like a photograph or maybe a painting that's been drawn in Photoshop. But this vector artwork can be scaled as big or as small as you could ever imagine. So that's something that's great. Also, if you have any experience working with any of the other Adobe programs, you have layers just like in the other programs. But we're not going to get into using the timeline and layers in this video. We're simply going to focus on the drawing tools. All right, let's start with the shape tools. You have here in the middle all of your drawing tools. In the middle of those tools is the rectangle tool. But if you click and hold on the rectangle tool, you get a flyout menu with various other shapes. Let's start with the rectangle tool though. And when I use the rectangle tool, I can just click and drag and let go, and a rectangle appears. Now, why was mine brown? And if you're just starting with Flash, yours is probably black. Well, if you take a look over here, we have a paint bucket and a pencil. The pencil is the stroke color, and there is actually a stroke around this rectangle, whether or not you see it or not, I'm not sure, but we can get a closer look by clicking on the zoom tool. And just click and drag like you're selecting it over one of the corners. As you zoom in, you're going to see that, yes, in fact, there is a stroke, a red stroke around the edge of that. Now, if you're drawing in Flash CS3, Flash may be drawing objects. If you're working on anything older than this, I don't think it's going to do it. I'm going to grab the zoom tool again, or actually, I'm just going to use the drop-down menu up here, and I'm going to say Fit in Window, and that gives me the maximum image size, or stage size as they call it here in Flash, so I can get a pretty good look at everything around what I'm working on and what I'm working on. I'm going to grab the selection tool. Now this selection tool, the black arrow, is going to be your primary selection tool in Flash. You're going to be using it to drag things around. Matter of fact, if you're working in Flash CS3, anything older than that, you probably just have a shape here and you might actually be experiencing problems as far as your shape looking like it's breaking apart, but we'll get to that in a second. If you're in CS3, you can right-click on this and just hit Break Apart. And for future reference, just select the Rectangle tool, and down here, just shut off Object Drawing. I almost never use it, and I don't really like it. Now, if you're not in Flash CS3, this is probably what you're seeing. If you're pulling this guy around, you're seeing, you know, what looks like an outline left behind. Well, that outline is part of the shape. It's the stroke. Now, when you select the stroke, you have to double-click the stroke to select the whole thing. If you move the mouse over, you're going to see a little curve come up below the mouse. Double-click that, you can drag it anywhere. So just like that, you can click and drag, and we can lock our square back in the middle. And if the square and if the shape, the fill, this is the fill color, this is the stroke color out on here on the edge. If the fill and stroke are together, you can just double-click the fill, and you select both. So just a quick couple selection tips. Also, you can just select a chunk of your shape just by, you know, pulling over it just like that. You can delete it by just hitting the delete key. Another thing you can do is we select this whole half here. Well, I'm going to double click the stroke on this half. Now you can notice it only selects for this portion. Over here, this is untouched because it's disconnected now. I've just selected the stroke, and if we look in the properties panel here, you can see that it's telling us we have a 1 pixel solid style stroke. So I'm going to go over here to stroke, and I'm going to choose none. And you can see it just takes the stroke right away from me. We hit Control Z, that's undo. Hit it a couple times so the stroke comes back. With the stroke selected, you can also just hit delete, and that also takes the stroke away. But now with the shape selected, we're going to change the fill color. I'm going to choose this green up here on top. Now because this shape and this shape are different colors, they sort of interact pretty strangely, maybe not quite the way you would imagine. Matter of fact, I'm going to take this and I'm just going to delete that bit of stroke away. So double clicking, deleting, just like I just did. All right, now these shapes interact quite strangely because they're different colors. So watch what happens. If I like offset this, and I set that up there, and I deselect, when I select this and move it, it's just cut a big chunk right out of my shape. Now you can use this to your advantage. You can make some pretty cool shapes, but you have to be careful when you're working with these raw shapes that you know you don't leave them and then come back to get them and all of a sudden they've been messed up. You can prevent this from happening by drawing a shape and then converting it to a symbol, going modify, convert to symbol, and saving it in your library as a graphic or a movie clip symbol. I'm not going to do that right now because I'm going to show you some advantages to leaving your shapes as raw shapes, things you can do. Now, if you do convert something to a symbol, let's just do it real quick, convert to symbol, say graphic, although I almost never use graphics, so most of the time you're going to use movie clips, but we're going to stick with a graphic now, hit OK, we're not going to give it a name. You can double click on that graphic and you get inside a graphic. You can see here we have scene 1 and we're inside of symbol 1, which is in scene 1. So you can think of it as sort of like a hierarchy of, you know, you're in scene 1, then you jump into symbol 1, then maybe inside of symbol 1 we have another symbol, and it goes on and on and on. And inside of here we can then edit that raw shape. Then you just double click anywhere to go back out to scene 1. Now I don't want to keep this graphic, so I'm going to right click and hit break apart right there. Notice though, we have this library, and over here in the library we still have symbol 1. We can just hit the trash can to delete that. And it doesn't delete what we have on stage because it's no longer an instance of the symbol. We're not going to get into symbols though. We're going to focus on the drawing tools. Okay, so let me just delete these shapes. We've gone over a little bit on the basics of shapes. Let's take the rectangle tool again, and let's say you want to make a perfect square. You can make a perfect square by holding down the shift key. That constrains you to perfect proportions. You can also draw from the center by holding the alt key. You can see here, I can start in the center. Holding the alt key, I'm just drawing the square right out of the center, just like that. And I'm holding Alt and Shift, by the way, to constrain it to a square and draw it out of the center. If I just hold Alt, you can see I can draw out of the center, but it can be anything I want. It can be long and thin, tall and wide, whatever. So that's how you do that. And also, when you select the rectangle, you can just edit the fill, or you can even edit the size. You can punch in a manual number down the properties panel. Let's say if we want it 500 pixels wide, and I just hit Tab, you can see it goes to 500 pixels wide. If I want it to be only 20 pixels tall, goes to 20 pixels tall. I'm just determining width and height right here down the properties panel. You can also set X and Y coordinates. If I want it to go in the very top left-hand corner, just set both X and Y to 0. Bam, up there in the top left. So, that's a little bit about that. Let's look at how you actually place a stroke on an object that doesn't have a stroke. Let's put a black stroke around this. So, select black as our stroke color. Stroke is the pencil. Then grab the ink bottle tool, and what you want to do, you can click the shape, but typically you're going to want to click as close to the edge of the shape as possible. And you can see there we have the black line now around our shape. Matter of fact, if I just grab the fill and drag it away, you can see we have the stroke here and the fill here. I'm going to undo that, put it back inside though. Now, again, you can just double click, select that, or with the stroke, you can just select one side of it. And now I'm just going to use my arrow keys. You can use your arrow keys and nudge stuff around the stage just by down arrow key, up arrow key, left arrow key, right arrow key. Now to speed things along, you can use shift, which will move you in increments of 10 instead of 1. Left, right, up, down, back and forth. So there's a lot of very cool things you can do as far as selecting. Let's just select this whole thing, one big chunk, and delete. Delete key, got rid of everything. Now, let's grab the oval tool. The oval tool is just like the square tool in the fact that you just drag out a shape. It also is like the square tool in the fact that you can hold shift to get a perfect circle. Alt shift to draw a circle out of the middle, or an oval out of the middle. You can also, well, let's just make a shape and I'll explain to you. Double click this shape and we've selected both the fill and stroke. Now if you hold the Alt key, if you're on the Macintosh, that would be Option key, and click and drag this shape, it duplicates the shape. And now you have two of them. Let's double click this and set it on top of that shape. Now click it and drag it away. You can see that it is cut out of that shape because we have the stroke there dividing it. Now I'm going to delete this entire thing. I'm going to duplicate this shape without a stroke. Okay, if you have a stroke, I'm going to grab the ink bottle tool and put a stroke on this. If you have a stroke, just with a circle, all you have to do is click once on the stroke. delete, and that's with the black arrow, by the way. Select that green circle, Alt or Option drag it, and let's see what happens if we run two shapes of the same color into each other. Deselect. When we select, they automatically merge themselves together. So if I duplicate this now, and if I change this color, now when I come down over this, we're going to have problems. Because now, we have this funky little shape. But you can really do a lot of cool things because, you know, you can just start cutting shapes out of shapes and, you know, really building your own interesting shapes just by, you know, clicking and moving chunks of artwork around the stage. Now, we can apply strokes to even these shapes by just grabbing and clicking near the edge. You can see we have a stroke. I'm going to hit edit, undo stroke. That gets rid of both of the strokes we did. Now, you may notice because I have a stroke color selected, that when I draw a shape out, it just gives me a stroke, regardless of whether or not I want one. I'm going to select both of these shapes. By the way, you can select multiple shapes by holding the shift key. Okay, see, if I click this and I click this, it deselects this. I click back on this and deselects this. So hold down shift and click that, selects both of them, bam, delete, and they're gone. Now, before drawing a shape, you have a lot of control over what you can do. You can set there to be no stroke. So you can just come up here, I'm clicking and holding on this color swatch, and I'm just clicking and dragging, and I'm going to roll over the slash. That's going to be no stroke. Now, you have to have some kind of fill if there is no stroke, because if I just draw something out, it's just going to be nothing. There's nothing there. Okay? So, you either have to have a fill or a stroke. So, I'm going to take a nice sort of color for my fill, and I'm just going to draw a perfect circle right here in the center. Just like that. Now, you can use the properties panel for all those different kinds of things, just like a square, just like I pointed out before. You got your width, your height, your X and Y values, and you got your paint bucket tool. Now, let's take a look at some of the other drawing tools. New to CS3, we have rectangle primitive and oval primitive tools, which allow you to create some pretty interesting shapes. Let me just run over them real quick. Rectangle primitive tool. Just like the rectangle tool, you can just draw a shape out, but after you draw it out, this is how you create rounded rectangles. You come in here into the properties panel and you punch in what you want for your corners. Let's say we want it to be rounded at a 15 degree radius. You see that? It's rounded at 15 degrees. Now, what if we want some corners to be different than others? Cake. Click that lock and you unlock all the rest of the corners. So the top one we could set, or the top right we could set to 35, and the bottom left we could set to 35. Whereas the top left and bottom right are still only set to, what was it, 15. So you can really create some interesting shapes, and you can just reset the whole thing, bam, by hitting the reset button. Let's delete that. Let's grab the oval primitive tool. The oval primitive tool is actually pretty cool, I think. You can draw a circle out, and you can start to tweak the way it looks. So I'm going to set my start angle. Okay, you can pull off a little Pac-Man if you want. Or we can do something a little more serious with it. Let's choose an end angle. Okay, so we've got end angle and a start angle. 36 is our start angle, 332 is our end angle. And now we're going to increase the inner radius. Just like that. And check it out, we got a nice little C. So, the oval primitive tool really is super powerful. Now, notice that you can't really edit this shape or, you know, cut it because it is grouped. You can right-click and hit Break Apart, or you can go Modify, Break Apart. But if you do that, you're going to lose all these primitive settings. But, of course, if you want to be able to drag it around, if you want to be able to, let's say we want to duplicate it and change the color and then cut part of it out like that, you wouldn't be able to do that if it was still that primitive shape or that grouped object. So also here, this gives me an idea. The transform tool, let's say we wanted to rotate this. Well, you come over to here to the free transform tool and you grab one of the corners. You can see when you move near the corners, you're gonna get what looks like a U-turn arrow. And you just hold down shift and click and just drag it anyway. Or you can let go of shift and you can freeform drag it. But I recommend that you hold shift for something like this where we want to rotate it clearly up on end like that. That's how you use that. You can also just select individual shapes, or we can draw a selection out over everything. Again, holding Shift and Alt, we can pull out constrained from the center, or just with Shift, we can just constrain it to be the same size, like so. We can also just not hold Shift, and we can make it look really funky. So, just hitting Control Z a few times to undo, step backward. So that is how you use the free transform tool. Let's take a look at the Polystar tool. Polystar tool. This is a pretty cool tool. You can create polygons with this tool, but you can also create stars with it. So it's called the Polystar tool. Now, in order to create a star, it's kind of tricky. You have to come down here and select options and choose style, either polygon or star. And then the number of sides you want for either your polygon or star. Let's say we want 25 sides for our star, and the star point size will be 0.15. So okay, and let's start drawing our star. You can see it's a very strange looking star, more like a burst. So we're going to come back to options. We'll say star. We'll just take a nice little five-sided star at 0.095 for the point size, and that's a little on the large side if you ask me. So let's say maybe 0.50, and there's a good looking star, just like that. So that's how you use the Polystar tool. Now we also have the line tool. Now the line tool is very interesting, and actually what I'm about to show you with the line tool, you can do with any stroke really, because the line tool just draws a stroke. You can barely see that because it's light gray, so I'm just going to select it, I'm going to make it black, and I'm going to make it much larger in size. I'm going to see, as I push it up, we're up to 40 pixels, and this is a stroke, this is not a fill. This is a stroked object. And because of that, we can do things like choose a different style. We can make it dashed, we can make it dotted. Okay, but you can see, when I deselect, you're going to actually see what you're doing. The dashes don't look all that great. We can make it sort of rough, a splatter. And it's kind of cool because you can really do more than that by just choosing custom. You can choose, let's try dashed, no. Dotted, no. Ragged. Yeah, with ragged, we can really make this start to go wild. Now, it's a little big, so let's make it a little smaller. Hit OK, and you can see that we have just created this kind of just loose-laying line. It's not straight, and it's just a line that we've created here within Flash using the custom stroke options. And you can do that with your shapes. You can create those strokes right on your shapes. So that's really, really cool. All right, you also have the type tool, which we're not really going to get into, but basically you just click and you can start typing and change all of your options down in the properties panel. Pretty well self-explanatory. Pencil tool. All right, the pencil tool is really cool because you can draw whatever stroke, and you can see that we're still working with that custom stroke. So the pencil is drawing with that custom stroke. But the pencil is also neat because you have some pencil modes down here at the bottom of the tools, right down here in the corner. And you can choose ink, which is what it's set on. This is off screen, but that's the little icon for it. You have smooth, and basically this just smooths out what you're doing. If you're trying to make it smooth, it just makes it even smoother. Let's come over here and just choose solid as our color. Okay, so it kind of smooths it. Or you can choose straighten, which really just makes everything, gives you really hard corners if you want hard corners. So you have your three options here between ink, smooth, and the straighten, all of which give you some nice options as far as playing around with the pen or the pencil tool. And of course, you can draw in other colors than black. You can use green or anything you want. All right, another thing before I move off the pencil tool, there is this hairline stroke. The hairline stroke is pretty cool because you don't actually set a width. Basically, the hairline, I just hit Z, which is the zoom tool. The hairline stroke always stays the same size no matter how close you zoom in. See, I've zoomed in really close and it's still staying the same size. The thing about the hairline is it stays at one pixel wide no matter how far away you get or no matter how close you get to it. You can see that it's staying that same exact size. So that can be very advantageous in some situations to know you have a stroke that really is just going to stay the same size. Get rid of that. All right, let's move on to the brush tool, the last of these drawing tools, and then we'll talk a little bit about fills. The brush tool is pretty simple. I'm going to adjust my tools panel so you can see everything we have here. The brush tool paints with a fill. You can see I can get rid of stroke here, and it still paints. So the pencil draws with a stroke. The brush tool draws with a fill. Now the really cool thing about a brush tool is you can set your brush size, You can choose a brush tip shape, and you can also use pen pressure if you have a pen tablet and tilt. I've got a tablet, and watch what you can do with it. I can start off very lightly on my tablet, and as I press harder, it gets thicker. I need to make the tip a little bit larger so you can really see what I'm doing. Okay, you can see I start off thin, and as I press down, it gets much thicker. See, it goes from thin, thick. Whereas if I shut all of that off, and I just draw across, you can see way, way different as far as the effect that you get. So, if you have a tablet, you can use pen pressure and the pen tilt options. So, that is the paintbrush tool. You could also, by the way, you have your smoothing. And smoothing will just basically, you know, if we set it to zero, when we draw like that, it's going to stay really jagged. We jack it up to 100, when we draw like that, it's going to make an attempt to smooth it out as best as it can. I'll leave it at 50. And grab the selection tool. All right, let's take a look at fills. How do we do some fills? Well, let's grab a shape, the rectangle tool, and we're just going to fill it with green. We have the green as our fill color. Let's say we want to change this color. Well, I'm going to grab the selection tool, and I'm going to select it. Usually what I like to do is come up here to the color panel and select fill color, and you can just drag around this color spectrum and choose a new color, and then set the brightness of that color, just like that. There we go, new color. Or you can give it a gradient. So up here in type, you can select linear or radial gradient. A linear gradient goes across like that. A radial gradient comes out from the center like that. So here on linear, how do we edit a gradient? Well, it's pretty simple. You just select, you can just double click a color stop and pick a color from the color picker. Really super simple. And I'm probably about to move a little off screen. Yeah, slightly off screen. But you can see we've got that nice gradient. Or you can just select the color stop and, you know, use your color spectrum up here. Like that. Okay, you can add new points to your gradient just simply by clicking. And you can get rid of them just by clicking and pulling away. See, it just pulls them right out of there. So that's how you use a gradient. One other thing you might need to know about a gradient is the gradient transform tool. In older versions of Flash, this is called the fill transform tool, I believe. And basically, when you select a gradient, you can drag to make the gradient wider. You can see it really stretches the gradient out. The gradient runs between this bar here and this bar here. So if you stretch it out really far, you can see less and less of a color change. If I pull it way in, you can see the whole gradient happens between these two bars. Over here, it's solid blue. Over here, it's that solid green. You can also grab the corner point and rotate it upright. Stretch it out. You can move the center point if you want, like that. Excuse me. And again, stretch it out, make it thin, whatever. You can rotate it even diagonally. You don't have to go straight. It can be diagonal like that. It really gets tricky when you apply a radial gradient, because now the gradient transform tool all of a sudden looks like this monster. And basically, this center point is still just your center point. Wherever you put that, the center color, which in this case is the blue, is going to be coming out of and fading to the green. You can use the center one of these three handles to make the gradient smaller or larger. And you can use this to stretch it out, to make it more of an oval shape. And here, this is simply to rotate it. So play around with the gradient transform tool. It's a whole lot of fun, and it's really, really powerful. You can get all kinds of cool shapes, cool colors, things like that with it. All right, now let's say you've created this gradient that you really like. Well, how do you save it? I'm going to grab my color panel and bring it out here. You just click on this, and you just hit Add Swatch. And look at that. There it is, right down there on our Swatches panel. If I click over here, it is kind of off screen. But it is, in fact, in our Swatches panel, right down here with the gradients. So that's how you create a new custom swatch. We also have an eyedropper tool, and the eyedropper tool is pretty interesting. Let's grab a different fill, like this dark green, and draw a square here. Okay. Now let's select the square and grab the eyedropper tool and click on this big square. What's going to happen is our little square is going to get filled with the same color as that big square. Not particularly the same way. You can see here, if we use the paint bucket tool and we have locked the fill, that's what it looks like. But here I've just unlocked the fill, and now we're just kind of clicking around in the shape to see if we can find a gradient we like. And again, you can always come back with the gradient transform tool and, you know, mess it up, fix it up, whatever it needs. I'm just going to stretch this one out like that. So you can see that using the paint bucket tool, we can get some pretty cool effects. You can see we can just click on that and just fill it with green if we want. Undo that. Now, one last thing I want to show you about these base shapes when they are just like this is you can really edit them really nicely. I'm going to delete the smaller shape. We're going to drag this guy to the center. You can just move to the side, like if there, imagine if a stroke was there, and when that little curve comes up beneath the cursor, click and pull. And you can see you can pull the shape out. Or if you get to a corner, you get an L, you can click and drag that anchor point. Drag that guy in, drag this anchor point in. Just like that. So you can create these really neat shapes, and if you want to create an anchor point, like say here in the middle where just this is dragging, say you need an anchor point there, hold down the Alt key and click and drag. And there you go, you've got an anchor point. You can click and drag that anchor point wherever you want. Just like that. So you can create these really cool shapes by doing that, and you can also do that with fills. Let's just grab the line tool. Draw a line there, and we can, you know, grab this guy, pull him down, hold the Alt key, close, hold the Alt key, pull a chunk of him up, and when you do that, you can even select one part of it up to the anchor point that you've created and delete that off. So now we just have this part of the line left. Select that and delete it. So those are the basic drawing tools in Flash, and you know, using those drawing tools, you can really create some fabulous artwork and some really nice stuff. So I encourage you to practice with them and to really work on, you know, just messing around and drawing stuff, creating symbols, working inside of symbols, and breaking stuff apart, breaking stuff down, and you know, rebuilding stuff. It's all a big learning process. I hope that this has been a good part of that learning process. I hope that you've learned something from this video. Hope you enjoyed watching it. Please go check out the website. That's www.tutvid.com. Thank you very much for watching.